Spirit and the bride say, Come. And he who hears it, let him say, Come.
Thank you. begrüßen zu dieser
we greet to this biblical word observation with Brother Frank,
alle Brüder und
all brothers and sisters,
alle Freunde,
all friends
worldwide
die sich online who are joining us online
ganz herzlich.
Wholeheartedly.
Wir sind Gott dankbar.
We are grateful to God
für sein Wort,
for His Word,
für die letzte Botschaft,
for the last message.
Möge der Herr uns gemeinsam
May the Lord bless us together.
Ehe Bruder Frank zu
Before
uns
Brother Frank speaks to us, I read a word of the Scripture
aus Hebräer,
from Hebrews,
das 11. Kapitel,
chapter 11.
Hebräer 11,
Hebrews 11,
von Vers 3
from verse 3 to 6. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his rapture he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I ask now, Brother Frank, I also would like to greet all of you very warmly and also extend the many, many greetings, especially from Brother Müller again, from the Baltic Sea, from all brothers, from all over the world. The only one who this time could not send any greetings is Brother Gideon Ngonga. The Lord took him home. We are very grateful for the ministry which he was allowed to do. Now, we always come straight to the point. It is simply about that we recognize time and hour. And we heard it in the word of introduction. It is about faith. When I heard a couple of days ago that in a neighboring country there was a survey made how many do believe in God, and then the result that 51% of a Christian nation in the middle of Europe do not believe in God. Also this touched me very much. If people cannot believe in God, then in whom do they want to believe? And if we would ask the second question, what do they do who say of themselves that they believe in God, but have no relationship to Him, no relationship to His Word, to His plan of salvation? What is with this? Some don't believe at all, and others believe what they like. And then we come to the most precious statement of our Lord. He that believeth on me, as the scripture says. Oh, how precious should it become to all of us that we may believe now as and what the scripture says. Brother Borg just read now of Enoch, that before the rapture he had the testimony that God's well-pleasing rested on him. Brothers and sisters, this is what matters today. That we not only speak of the message, not only about that God has done something special in our time, and that He blessed Brother Branham in an extraordinary way, and that He made him a blessing. Yes, as it is written, the word of the Lord came always first to the prophets, and the prophets passed it on. The Old Testament prophets have that what would take place in the New Testament. They announced it in advance. And then it's written of John the Baptist that he was more than a prophet. Why? Because he not only announced that the Redeemer, the Messiah, will come, but he could say, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. And to him it was said in advance, on whom you see the Spirit descending, it is him who baptizes with Spirit and with fire. Men of God received instructions. They knew what they have to say, namely that what God commanded and revealed to them. And that we, brothers, dear brothers and sisters, that we live now in a prophetic age, we all understood. And we can look into all the world and confirm that everything what our Lord wanted to have written about the end time, be it in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, everything comes to fulfillment before our very eyes. In the nature, in all areas, we see it. Also now, this volcano eruption, and the water is now contaminated by the lava, which flows already into the sea. Catastrophes of every kind are happening worldwide. And we may, out of full conviction, we may repeat what our Lord has said. When you see these things coming to pass, lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. How grateful we can be that the Lord God has sent his servant and prophet, Brother Branham, in our time to, on one hand, reveal the hidden mysteries which were in the Word, and on the other hand, to once more preach the full gospel to the whole earth. It just belongs together. On one hand, the proclamation of the Word, and on the other hand, the revelation of the mysteries, and then comes to fulfillment. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. But let us also say this very clearly now. The Bible, billions of people have it. And with it, they actually would have the Word of God at their homes. But it's a letter with which they can do nothing. The letter must be revealed by the Spirit. The written word must become the living, revealed word. Which addresses us personally and gives us the personal relationship with the Lord God. You all know that I find it difficult to come back to my experiences, but it just belongs to it. And in our word observation, we will just now see it. Both belongs together. The proclamation of the word and the giving out of the stored in food. Both belongs together, but are two different areas in the kingdom of God. To me, both was assigned, as it was also said to Brother Branham. On one hand, to bring the message of the word, and on the other hand, to store in the spiritual food. And brothers and sisters, shall I really repeat this again? That Brother Branham said exactly 7 times that he shall store in the food, and he stored it in. As he said it at the beginning and at the end of the seventh seal on the 24th of March 1963 and confirmed it. But the same prophet, the same man of God, told me in front of the witnesses, Woods and Softman, the food that you shall store in is the promised and revealed word for this time. You all know. You know my testimony. Also the report about Matthew 24. By the Holy Spirit, I knew this from the very beginning, already in the 70s, for what the Lord really called me. But when it was then said to me by the Lord Himself, with that moment, brothers and sisters, and every time when the Lord spoke to me, He was not even 3 meters away from me. He stood directly in front of me every time. And I just have to say it like this. But now, we will neither go into detail of the time in which we live, nor into that what we reported just now. The callings of God are without repentance. And the Lord gives precise instructions what has to be done and which scriptures apply. Please, dear brothers and sisters, keep the word of introduction in your heart. Enoch had God's well-pleasing before his rapture. We need God's well-pleasing before our rapture. And we not only want to speak of rapture and of the translation, of the taking away, but of that, that the Lord now really directly before His coming, and please permit me one remark. We listen now to the sermons from the 60s of Brother Branham, and we hear sermons of Brother Frank from the 80s. And just imagine that what was preached 60 or 40 years ago could have been preached today. The Spirit of God leads always into all truth. But today, right before this broadcast, a sermon of Brother Branham came into my mind, the masterpiece of from
1964,
when he saw that the bride was taken out of lockstep, and that he saw how the bride was brought back into lockstep. Brothers and sisters, now is the time where we 100% must line up with God and His Word, being brought into perfect lockstep. And may the Lord use the scripture which we'll read now. May He use it to speak to our hearts. And may we really recognize time and hour, message and messenger, knowing we live at the end of the time of grace. Please, we read Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 7 to 10. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, wherein He has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He has purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ. We are so grateful to the Lord. Such scriptures could and should be actually read at every service, in every sermon. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We don't belong to ourselves anymore. We belong to Him who paid the price, who settled our account, who has torn in pieces the letter of requirements, and who has given us His eternal life by His grace, and made us sons and daughters of God. We glorify the power of His blood, for therein was the divine life, and this divine life is manifest in all the redeemed. And then it goes one step further. He made known unto us the mystery of His will. Hallelujah. Blessed and praised be our Lord. This is divine reality. He made known unto us the mystery of His will, namely that what He determined for this time. And we not only pray, Thy will be done, but it is our heart's desire, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in us, through us, and with us. Oh, how grateful we can be that we can confirm. He revealed unto us the mystery of His will. To Him be the glory. Let us go to the next scripture. We read from Ephesians 4, from verse 11 to 13.
Und eben dieser ist es,
and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers
noch andere zu Hirten und Lehrern, die heiligen
for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. One can say to it, the Lord has set the various ministries into the church so that we all come into the perfect unity where no more opinions, no more interpretations, where nothing own is brought with, where only God comes to His right. The church is the pillar and foundation of the truth. So, the redemption by the blood of the Lamb, the introduction into the mystery of God, which was hidden since the beginning of time, and then the church with its divine commission to carry out the will of God, so that through the church every promise can find its fulfillment. Oh, how faithful is God! How wonderful is God! That we not only read it, but witnessing it now directly by grace. The time of all interpretations, of all heresies, is once for all over for the Church of the Living God. Only what God has said in His Word is preached and is believed. Yes, our Lord, that's how we can repeat it, He said, he that believeth in Me, as the Scripture said, today God seeks people who only believe as the Scripture says, and only then God's well-pleasing can rest on us. Let us read the next scripture. We read from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry.
In seinen Dienst einsetzte. Dazu
to it, 2 Timothy 4, verse 17,
Doch der Herr ist mir beigestanden und hat mir
notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Dear brothers and sisters, so much we all know. There will be no more prophet coming. There will be no more special man of God coming on the scene anymore. We really arrived at the last phase, and the Lord has given the commission to preach His word so that all the world, really all the world comes to know of that what God determined for this phase, and that it is preached, that it is believed and received. Just as the other scripture that we read, it pleased the Lord, whether it were the prophets whom he took home, or whether the apostles, everyone knew precisely what he had to do, what the Lord commanded him. And so, all fulfilled their commission. And I may say, also I look back to the 55 years and I carried out the commission to the best of my knowledge, and I'm grateful to the Lord. Of course, the age didn't stop, and if one has reached 88, then comes only 89, and then comes 90. Young people cannot fully sympathize with that, but I'm grateful to the Lord who has given me strength throughout all these years, day and night, to make the travelings and to preach the Holy Word, which we call the end time message, to preach it all over the earth. I'm thankful to Him who has put me into His ministry. There really, a brother by the name of Alexander, whom I probably don't even know personally, he phoned me and he said, Brother Frank, we certainly don't believe in you. We believe in God who sent you. That's how it was with Brother Branham. We of course don't believe in William Branham. We believe in God who called him, who commissioned him, who sent him, who blessed him, and who made him a blessing. There are many who only refer to Brother Branham, and then they bring quotes about Seven Thunders, about 1977, about Revelation 10. Then they bring quotes which he brought on his own. I personally, I'm only interested in that, what he said by the commission of God. And may all, like this brother Alexander, say also towards brother Branham, may they say it loudly and clearly, William Branham, I don't believe in you, I believe in that God who sent you and who commissioned you. Then, everything what he said by himself, up to the statement, I will ride this trail once more, and some other statements which he made, all these things, one will leave them aside and preach the precious, holy word and believe it, which he preached by the commission of God. And only this I pass on. Let us read another scripture. We read to it from 2 Timothy 4, verse 1 and 2. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Thanks be to the Lord. Right afterward comes the text, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, heaping up to themselves teachers upon teachers. But you, man of God, I adjure thee before God, preach the word. Brothers and sisters, please pardon me if it is mentioned here again. Just as the Lord has said to me, Matthew 24, verse 45-47, and I heard it with these ears, or rather, the voice came from the right. With this ear, I heard it. In the same way, the same Lord commanded me, my servant, arise and read 2 Timothy 4. Brothers and sisters, this may astonish you. Some will rejoice that the Lord not only watches over his word, but he watches over them whom he called to preach his word. And then the adjurement, I adjure thee, at that time Paul addressed it to Timothy. This time the Lord addressed it to me personally. And so we are just so grateful that we in our time could experience and witness the supernatural in our time. Just imagine when since the passing of Brother Branham in December
65,
if the Lord would never had spoken, if he would not have given any instructions, if we would only have to come back to that what he has done and could not testify what he has done in the course of these years, giving instructions with these ears, having heard his voice every time. What a grace! Our Lord is the same. But brothers and sisters, you most certainly understood it. It's not about William Branham. It's not about Brother Frank. It is about that the living God, in the name of Jesus Christ, finishes his work of redemption in our days. And that he reveals his supernatural presence, that he speaks, that he gives instructions. You all know how often instructions were given to me. And I have testified of this many times. I can take everyone to the place and say, here it happened. But now, once more, to the core of our proclamation. As a result, must be a decorated, well-prepared bride. She must come forth. The word of the Lord was sent for that purpose, to bring about a separation, a calling out, to bring everything into the original correct condition. Not only to preach about it and to hear about it, but to let ourselves be placed biblically. Brothers and sisters, the time is here. And if we look earthy into the ranks of those who believe the word, all go through trials in the families, in the marriages, everywhere are hardships. But in the same way, we have testimonies of healings, of cancer, testimonies of that what God has done by his grace, testimonies of deliverance, how the Lord delivered sons who were enslaved. We have testimonies of that what God is doing in our time. And then especially the testimonies of the brothers who just write, more than 30 years I followed this and that doctrine, but God has given me grace that now I can really believe with all my heart what and how the scripture says it. That God made not only a new beginning, he made both a continuation, and that the Lord now really finishes everything. And as we quoted in one of the last sermons from Zechariah chapter 4, the Lord himself will finish his work. He is the capstone. He is the cornerstone. He is Alpha and Omega. He started and he will also finish. And that we in this time are being taken directly into the plan of salvation. Did I know that God has given such a promise to send a prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes? Did I ever know that God commissioned already Brother Branham in 1933 to bring the message? Did I know these things? Could I undertake anything to find the trace? The Lord God, really, since 1949, when I for the first time heard of Brother Branham, of his ministry, he opened the ways. And when I think on the various times where we were sitting at the same table, eating and drinking together, driving in the same car, having been in the same meeting, and this, I probably said it here. You all know, in the USA, all believers say goodbye, no matter to which denomination they belong.
God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you.
God bless you. Also with Brother Branham, every farewell, God bless you, God bless you. But on the 12th of June 1958 in Dallas, Texas, when Brother Branham told me of the message, of the commission, when he told me all these things, and the moment came where we said goodbye to one another, there was a hugging, not only shaking hands, God bless you, such a cordial hugging, and his words I will never forget, that he said,
Brother Frank, you will return to Germany with this message.
Brother Frank, you will return to Germany with this message. I say once again, I was not looking for these ways and found them. But one thing is certain, that we with a true heart, we can say, as we heard it and read it in the word of introduction, we are redeemed by the blood of the new covenant. The Lord God made known unto us the mystery of his will with his blood-bought flock. He lets us see the difference which Brother Branham always emphasized. There is the church and there is the called out bride, which agrees in all things with the bridegroom and which has God's well-pleasing. And now, we come quickly to Matthew 25. Please read these verses. Matthew 25, from verse 1 to 4.
Als dann wird das Himmelreich
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. To the Lord be the thanks. This word in Matthew 25 belongs to Matthew 24, verse 45 to 47. The giving out of the stored in food, the revelation of all the mysteries of God belongs just to the finishing of that what God does among the blood-bought flock. Please forget now the verses 50 and 51, that a foolish servant comes on the scene and does his own things. This always happens. This we also have it in Matthew 13. The Lord sowed the good seed and the enemy came behind. Just leave these verses aside, which don't apply for you and which don't apply for me. Leave these verses aside. Concentrate only on the verses which the Lord literally, word by word, and I lift up the Bible before the living God. The Lord mentioned the verses 45 to 47 loudly.
Hallelujah.
And then we read, please make the bridge to Matthew 25. Then, when this is happening, that this food is being given out, then the kingdom of heaven will be likened unto 10 virgins. And now, brothers and sisters, it is really important. Some believe in the calling. They believe that the Lord told me and called out to me this text, and the others who only refer to Brother Branham, they are waiting for the rapture. Speak with them. Yes, the rapture happens. Speak with them. But with the ministry of Brother Branham, everything has found its end. After that, nothing comes anymore. Brother Frank has no calling at all. You don't need to hear Brother Frank. Brother Frank is this and Brother Frank is that. We will see how the result will be. Where will be those who have the respect before the divine commission and who receive and accept? And where will they be? And here is the extra oil in the vessels which we carry. And this revelation of God, the Lord has given to us by His grace. We have both the illumination, we have the lamps, and we have the filled vessels with oil. And in all these years, under the inspiration and anointing of the Holy Spirit, we preached the whole counsel of God. I say this with pain. All who reject what God is doing right now, they will be rejected at the rapture. And they will be part of the foolish, as the foolish servant in Matthew 24 from verse 50 to 51, they are described. Both will come to fulfillment. The wise will hear that what the wise and faithful servant preaches in the name of the Lord, and the foolish stop at Brother Branham, and they will experience the disappointment of their lives. I cannot change it. God foretold it in such a way, and that's how it's happening among us. May God give grace that all have understood correctly, that and all receive and accept. Just one more remark, which I already made some time ago. When I had to carry out the commission and the call, my innermost prayer was under tears. I prayed to God, "Dear Lord, give me grace that from my mouth comes only forth your word, and give grace that all who hear your word from my mouth, that they are part of it when you will return to take your own home." I believe it with all my heart that the Lord brings everything into lockstep with the bride, and it will be manifest who is wise and who was foolish. Who only referred to Brother Branham, or who has referred to God and His Word, and who has part in that what God is doing right now. As I said many times, may the special blessing of God rest upon all ministering brethren worldwide, that they understood everything the correct way, that they bring the word, that they give out the food, and that they bring the true bride into lockstep. Not one strange doctrine, only the revealed holy word of God. And we may say, "Dear Lord, you have revealed unto us the mystery of your will. We thank you for it. Give us now your well-pleasing, so that we can have part in the rapture. Be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God, in Jesus' holy name. Amen." We stand up for prayer. Brother Borg will pray with us. Heavenly Father, we thank you with all our hearts for this biblical word observation with Brother Frank this morning. And we ask you, bless all brothers and sisters worldwide who hear this broadcast. We have heard it. You made known unto us the mystery of your will. Revealed it. And all of us, we pray for ourselves and for the church of the living God who believe your last message. May your well-pleasing rest upon all of us. For your coming is very near. Bless your people. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Schauen, den der für mich schaut, allzeit Jugend.